There are 65 days left until the UK leaves the EU, and there's still no agreement at Westminster on how that will happen. And in the past 24 hours, the government here got a jolt when the European Commission's chief spokesman said publicly, what perhaps many had privately thought, that if the UK crashes out with no deal, then there will have to be a hard border on this island. The man in question is Margaritis Schinas.
If you like me to push me and speculate on what might happen in a no-deal scenario in Ireland, I think it's pretty obvious. You will have a hard border. And our commitment to the Good Friday Agreement and everything that we have been doing for years with our tools, instruments and programs will have to take inevitably into account this fact.
Well, immediately after that, the Taoiseach and Tánaiste repeated that they were not planning for a hard border. Mr. Varadkar told the Dáil that if there was no deal, then Ireland, the EU and Britain would have to negotiate an agreement on customs and regulations. An agreement, he said, which already exists, the backstop. And it's largely the backstop which is preventing agreement on the UK's withdrawal at Westminster. Well, later in the programme, we'll talk to the Agriculture Minister, Michael Creed, whose department is central to Brexit, and to the Sinn Féin President, Mary Lou MacDonald. But first, we're joined for her thoughts this morning by Professor Bridget Laffin, Director of the Global Governance Programme at the European University Institute in Florence in Italy. Professor Laffin, what do you believe these comments were designed to do in Dublin? Was it to push Dublin into more urgent preparations for a no deal, or to push them to offer a concession to the UK?
So firstly, I don't think they were predetermined comments. I think under questioning, he stated what is a private view, that Ireland will have to protect and uphold the internal market. So I don't think it was a pre-planned attempt to put pressure on Ireland. And of course, there was an immediate and pretty strong pushback from both Coveney and from Varadkar. So what we're really in now is that final crisis-driven period because the UK hasn't ratified the withdrawal agreement. I think it will get bumpier in the days and weeks ahead. The only thing that can help now is that politically no deal is taken off the table in the UK. Hopefully the House of Commons will do this. But let's say that can't happen and we have no deal. Then the first thing I would say is that period should be regarded as a crisis period in terms of how to handle the border. It's akin to foot and mouth disease when there was something that had to be dealt with. And then, of course, the question is, how can Ireland fulfill its two objectives? One, no physical infrastructure on the border. I listened very carefully to Coveney yesterday. It was no physical infrastructure. How can they uphold the Good Friday Agreement and at the same time not allow access to the European single market? So I would say that there probably by now is a lot of gaming of what are the kinds of checks that would be necessary, where those checks can take place. But there's no doubt that it would be extremely difficult in that period, as is acknowledged by the Irish statement.
And specifically on what Mr. Schinas said yesterday, he is right, isn't he, that if there is no deal, there will have to be a border on this island. The European Commission, just before Christmas, in their preparation for a no-deal Brexit, they said, and I quote, in the case of a no deal, every consignment of live animals and animal products coming from the UK would have to undergo, as of the withdrawal date, checks in Union border inspection posts at the point of entry into the EU.
So that's absolutely correct. The question then is, will that be taken literally in the context of the Irish border, or are there other mechanisms in which those checks can take place?
And what would they be, would you imagine?
Well, I think it would probably have to be within the factories, the production units, prior notification of crossing the border, then on the Irish side of the border, there could be checks, but not necessarily at the border. So I think if looking at the Irish government statement yesterday, it said there would be difficult negotiations with the Commission. There will be. there will be, because Ireland will have to fulfil its obligations. On the other hand, from an Irish point of view, what it doesn't want at this precise moment is that the heat is taken off the British government. It's really important for Ireland at this stage that the focus has to be on London and its responsibility to deliver on what it signed up to, both in terms of the Good Friday Agreement and the withdrawal agreement.
And what about this suggestion that we're told?
High is the appetite in London for no deal?
And finally, Professor Lavin, this suggestion that we're told was made by the Taoiseach last night in a meeting with opposition party leaders, that perhaps one suggestion is that the EU border would be in Calais or in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. Is that feasible?
So, in other words, what he's saying is that we would control exit from through our ports. I think then we have to look very carefully at what that means in terms of our access to the single market. So they would have to do an analysis of what that if the implications are for that for all of the producers in Ireland that don't want to cross an external EU border. So it is really, really difficult.
It is. Professor Bridget Laffan, thank you very much indeed. 7:26.